You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for finding me today. Wow. You know, some days you just have days. It's the way it goes. Everything's good. So I'm so glad that you found me here at the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am Shirley. Thank you. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, advocate in Southern California here. I love what I do. I've been a glitter and rainbow girl for such a long time, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I specialize in working with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink community, or kind of anybody that doesn't really feel like they get, that they fit. So, that's important to have a place where you actually feel like you fit in. Who doesn't want to have a place where they fit? So I'm hoping that today we get to have a little fun, a little inspiration, bring a smile to your face, maybe, a little giggle to your heart. We're going to go through the beginning of the show. Hopefully my wonderful guest that I have scheduled for today will have grabbed the link and she'll be right here, technical difficulties. So, how we're going to start the show. So I want everybody a nice, safe place. So not driving, not doing any of that other stuff, just nice, safe place. So take a deep breath. Boy, I need one today too. And slowly exhale with a smile because we're going to make it through today and this week and this month, and we know what we can do. So now we're going to start with part two, which total favorite of mine. You know how to do it. You're in your safe place. You're not working on anything. You're not dealing with anything. So let's go with this. So everybody, wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle those toes. In your shoes, out of your shoes. In your socks, out of your socks. I'm going barefooted today. Why not? Next thing, wiggle those buns. Come on, come on. Squeeze them together. Tighten those cheeks. Yeah. And you do that because, you can't not smile. You can't tell somebody and not smile. So, ta-da! That's always great. The wiggle on your thing, you practice that. A little cramp there in the right cheek. So, take that into consideration. So, now we're going to take that one last big, deep breath. Exhale. And just say, I got this. Because you got this. Sometimes you might have to say, we got this. We know what we're doing. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Your daily affirmations. We should all be doing daily affirmations anyway. Because what they do is they give you something fun to think about. And they give you something great to think about. So we want to do that. And, if you like the show, even as crazy as I've been in the first, 4 minutes, if you think that you might want to help out a little bit, I do have a Patreon account. So just Hypno Fairy Godmother, buy me a cup of coffee, help support the show. We love you. I've got some great perks up there now, which who doesn't like perks? I love them. So, if you'd like to become a Patreon member, that would also be really great. I want to keep the show going for me, for you, for everybody. Remember to tell your friends about it because, the more people that get to share in the fun and the whatevers, the better. I love that. I'm so glad that you did find me today because holy moly. But let's see. Nope, haven't quite heard from her yet, but. We could do this today. Yeah. This weekend was not too bad. Some of us are still, however, in extreme quarantine. So everybody, if you're going to go out, I always tell you that it's okay to go out. You can leave your house. Just always, always be careful because you never quite know what's going to happen. So it looks like, boom, I got my Kirby hair. The fabulousness. I am so sorry about the miscommunication.
You're just practicing for Mercury retrograde, Shirley. It's okay.
See?
No problem.
I knew there was a reason. I knew there was. And for everybody here, since we've already did our opening, you know, we could, let's take one more really deep breath so we can get this thing going today. So we're all going to take just that one more deep breath. Blow that out with a smile. And now we're ready. So I have the most fabulousness of Miss Kirby. I know I'm going to mispronounce your last name.
Everybody does. So take a shot.
Okay. Mitlieb?
Mitleid. It's Mitleid. German.
Ah.
It means compassion. It's a chosen last name. It reminds me why I do the work I do.
You know what? That's wonderful. That, you know, I know people that have, you know, done the chosen last names. And we even considered that here when we got married to just go, no, I don't want to change my name. No, you don't want to change yours either. Let's just, you know.
Oh, no. This was defense.
Oh.
Corby Mitleid is to my legal name as Elton John is to Reg Dwight.
Got
and when
it.
I first started reading under my real name and my actual phone, I would get calls at 3 in the morning. Hey, the bitch left. Is she coming back? Or can I hump the girl down the street? She's hot. So now you've got my phone and Corby Mitleid and it goes off at 10 o'clock at night.
That is, yes. Okay. What's funny about that is I've never added my last name to things. Because with Shirley, you can kind of just go with it. There aren't that many.
True.
And there aren't that many that are spelt like mine with two
Very
E's.
True.
So I kind of did the same thing. I just never added, you know, my last name to things.
Yeah.
So how have you been doing today on the east coast of us? You're on the very east coast.
It's been busy. Today is our fourth anniversary of our gotcha day for our Maine Coon. We brought him over from the UK. He was a gift. So he went from being a Britain kitten to a New Yorker.
Wow.
And I finally got the next meditation for my YouTube channel done today. It's for Candlemas. I'm doing a set of 8 for the quarters and the cross quarters. Just because I've had him hanging around for years, let's get him out there.
So, exactly.
It's been fun. It's been creative.
Well, and, you know, the thing is that when we know when something feels right to do it, when I started doing this show, everybody was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know what? It feels right. I'm going to do it. People need information.
Yes.
And they're getting bad information. So, the Yes, I know. Yes. I know. I've been reading, you know, actually, I've been reading 2 of your books at the same exact time. Because
which
I can't
ones?
Make up my
which
mind. The Yellow Brick Road. So the psychic Yellow Brick Road, which is so important. And the reason why, to me, that one was really important is people don't know the questions to ask. And they always look at me weird when I say, interview, whether it's give you answers that don't feel right, run.
You have to tell them. You have to tell them, I'm sorry, but you're not connecting. I never had a grandmother named Louise.
Okay. Exactly.
I mean, I keep telling people, the best of us are only 85% accurate. The only one 100% accurate is God. And he's not doing phone readings this week.
You know, a little busy. That was one of the things that I loved. And I highlighted it. When you wrote down that God, in whatever form. You know, owns the grocery store and doesn't care about
Ralph the Wonder Dog.
Exactly.
Oh God, you can tell I'm having a hot flash because I'm beet red in the face. It's 1 minute sweat lodge, guys. I'm fine.
That's why I always have a little fan over here. Just
Hey, it's 16 degrees out. If I'm smart, I'll open the window a couple of inches and then I'll be just fine. You know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is here because people tend to get a little miffy when I tell them, you know.
I'm a snow bunny, honey.
Oh,
I had friends that lived in TO for years. Give me my upstate with the boots. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in Western Washington. and just drove towards Sunshine. I'm like, I'm a coming, Sunshine. But yeah, it this time of year, everybody seems to do the, you know, resolutions that they don't follow because they pick way too high. And so that they want to know. And with the pandemic, everybody wants to know about their jobs and their everything else. And I'm like, that's not really my department. But here's the thing is that I can lead you. But even with that, you need information. You need to know what questions you need to ask.
Yes.
You know, and I was sitting there and it was really quiet at my house. And I started and I was reading the foreword and, you know, the Miss Cleo thing. And I started laughing. And my wife was literally like, okay, aren't you reading a serious book? And I'm like, oh my God, she just brought up Miss Cleo. And I'm like, tell me you didn't call her. That's all I need to know.
No. Look, I admit, I am probably one of the funniest psychics you're ever... I have done stand-up on You Think My Life Is Easy about being a psychic, which was wonderful because I did it at my friend's B&B and Inn, and they just looked at me. They had no idea I could do this stuff. But, you know, ex-theater major, what do you want?
Okay, gotcha there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel like, well, people look at me and they go, you're a hypnotherapist with pink hair? And I'm like, yes, I am. If you want the hypnotherapist in a full tailored suit with an office, if you can even get into an office these days, you know, that is not me. I will give you the fun. I, you know what? Let's connect. I say in my opening, while we were getting on there, is that, you know, I deal with the LGBTQIA community, the kink community, the BDSM. I'm like, anybody that doesn't feel like they belong. And that's
perfect.
And that's important.
Look, it's why I became a rev before it was the law of the land. Well, number one, if I was going to do a show south of the Mason-Dixon line and they said, you're telling fortunes, you're a Satanist, I'd say, no, I'm sorry, I'm a reverend, I'm doing, you know, pastoral counseling. Oh, Rev, I'm so sorry, that's so fine. And I have lots of friends who bat for the same team. And now it's the law of the land, which is good. But before it was, by God, if they wanted sacred ceremony, I was going to do it.
Exactly.
So I won't say there's no one who's not welcome. You know, you just stormed the Capitol. I'm probably not going to read you. But most of the outre, you guys are fine.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm like, you know what? I want people to get a great... Everything that I had read and stuff, and I'm like, nope, this is the person that I need to have on my show to just go,
thank you.
These are the things that you need to know. Mm-hmm. These are, you know, don't use the yellow pages to try and find a psychic.
Well, it ain't no yellow pages anymore, anyway, honey. But you got to do your research. There is no better business bureau for WikiWoo. There just isn't.
Exactly. It's doing the research. It's asking a friend. When I go to a new town, I ask the cab drivers. It's like, or the Uber guys. It's like, where do you eat? I don't want to know
what the locals know. Yes.
So, you know, when it comes to that, you go by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
You know, and I know that you've been doing this for quite a while now.
Since Moses was in diapers, yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not quite so long here on the hypnosis scale. I've only been doing that for about 4 years. But healing, for as long as I can remember. And I think healers kind of just, it's just part of them.
So we know it's what we're meant to do.
Right. And when people go, well, you know, how did you know? You're like, when did I not know?
You know, the thing is, I started playing with tarot cards in 1973 when I was a senior in high school. And that's when Live and Let Die came out and Spencer Gibbs had the James Bond 007 tarot deck. I bought it. You know, we're all hippies, elephant bells, fringe jacket, tarot cards. 5 years later, rather, everyone was into roller skates and disco balls. I was still reading. I loved the cards. And for 20 years, I made sure that I was a clear channel. All of a sudden in 1994, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That was the universe handing me my draft notice and saying, hello, greetings, you're working for us.
Exactly.
When you're ready, they will let you know.
Right. Growing up, I used to, you know, I just knew there were certain things you didn't say out loud.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know, it's not that I'm freaky or anything, but yeah, I just sort of know what we're supposed to do, know where I'm supposed to land. And I don't tell people. I was a massage therapist for 17 years. People would always go, how do you know where I hurt? I'm like, your body's telling me. I just know. Sometimes you just, like you, that was you getting your draft notice. You just know.
Right. Exactly so. Exactly
so. So how did your family handle the I just knows?
Not well.
Okay.
My father.
Yes.
Dad understood who I was. Well, for one thing, we share the same birthday. We're both March. He would have been 100 this coming March.
Wow.
And his nickname for me was Old Faye, F-E-Y. He knew his daughter was, but he respected it. I mean, you know, he loved Lauren Isley, so he understood that.
Okay.
And I used to say to him, Dad, trust me. When you transition, you're going to go upstairs, sign the guest register, pack your, you know, unpack your bag and get the tour. And he'd smile and he'd say, I hope so, honey. 3 weeks after he died, he shows up in my living room. Mm-hmm. And I just look at him, and after I finish crying, I say, I told you. And he's laughing. Now, when I have to do a medical intuitive read, Dad shows up. He was a fabulous cardiologist.
Okay,
and
well,
my stepmother knew, but the rest of the family, not too keen.
Yeah, that when their children pick them, parents just sort of kind of roll their eyes a little bit and go, okay.
Okay, look, my family knew I was weird. Dad was a doctor, mom was a nurse, my brother's a doctor, and here I am the theater major. So I was always the rebel. I've done theater in New York. I have written for a famous comic book series. I've been a video producer. You know, no, I'm not going to fit any job that does that. Sorry, no. Not my gig.
I tell people, people always say, you should look outside the box. I'm like, stomp the box, burn the box, throw the box off the cliff.
That's right. Get out of the box. Get out of the room where the box is stored.
Thank you.
Find yourself.
Yeah, it's like you just, you know, make sure that, yeah, no box. Just that's
exactly
all we
right.
need. I will always get kind of weird. Just go for it. It doesn't feel right. Are you following your heart, your head, or somebody else's ideas?
Do you really want to get up there and look back at your life and say, all these things I didn't do? What was I, nuts? Because you know how everyone says, well, we come back. We have so many reincarnations. We're always coming back. And then there's this side that says you only lived once. And they're both right. This soul has come back time after time after time after time. Corby Midline, she gets one.
Yes.
So this personality will never again experience what I've had. So do it now.
Do it now. Absolutely. This is really fun. I've never talked to somebody that looked at it the exact same way I do. I love this. And the way you did looking for a psychic and trying, you know, and finding one, and you used the anagram, which is the easiest way for people to remember.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
that's right.
Because you always try to figure out a way to make sure that the people that you tell information to actually connect with that information.
You have to tell stories. You have to make it easy. So
yes.
The first chapter in the book is how to find a psychic, and the mnemonic is psychic, and how to make sure you have a great reading. The mnemonic is answer. And that way they'll remember, and in the order
exactly
that they need to.
You know, and, you know, the people that always my favorite is, if somebody's a psychic, how do they know that? Why don't they know they're going to go out of business? Or why don't they know everything? And you said that even the best of you are like 85% accurate. We have
right.
the same thing in hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that say 100% of the time I can fix you in one session. And I'm like, run.
Besides, like, think about it. If it's us, it's ego. We want the lottery numbers. But if it's you, I can be objective.
Right. You know, but it's always the funniest thing. When I'm having a stressful issue, people are like, you're a hypnotherapist, take care of it. And I'm like, well, okay, but that's not the easiest to just take care of your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know a lot of other hypnotherapists and other people mm-hmm. that read, you know, tarot, and some of them I've literally looked at somebody that was a friend and I went, don't be charging. You need so much more, you know,
mm-hmm.
get your footing first. Don't think about it as I'm going to make money off of this. No, it needs to be, I'm doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exactly right.
I've invited you in.
One of the best things that I heard when that book came out is a lot of my colleagues, people who have been out there doing it for a while, said, God, I wish I'd had this book when I was a new psychic. Because yes, the book is for those who want psychic consultations, but don't necessarily want to do it. But if you're going to be out there on the circuit, you have right. to know what's fair to you, what's fair to your client, how to be approached. You know, that's when you've got the magic came in after that. But Psychic Yellow Brick Road gets you started.
What's funny about that is I do what I call my Weeble Kung Fu, which is Weeble Wobbles. So
yes, but they don't
if one thing doesn't work, you do the next. And mm-hmm. my whole thing is becoming that person you wish you would have had growing up.
Yes.
That's the person that you're becoming right now. You mm-hmm. want to become the person you wish you would have had. So the book is like, I wish I would have had that book when I was, you know, when they were starting yes. out. And I feel mm-hmm. that way about this too. So good. Yeah, it's the becoming the best you, because mm-hmm. it's like when an airplane, you know, they always say put on your air mask before yes. anybody yes. else's. Same thing applies to, if you're going to help people, you need to be you first.
You know, how many times when I work with a woman, I say, yeah, are you good at saying no? And they waffle about it. So what I had to do, I mean, you can always say, well, you should be saying no, blah, blah, blah. I now have a postcard for them. Boom. No is a yes. fabulous idea.
Yes, it is.
I've written The Tale of Sid, who is Moses' second cousin, which explains the whole thing. So
I love it, because that's exactly, yes. When I ask people, I do the same thing. And I'm like, what's the hardest thing for you? I'm like, you know that you're the most important person that I deal with, right? And when we're in a session, it's me and you. It's not me, you, the kids that need to take a bath, the husband that wants, mm-hmm. you know, da, da, da. It's not, you know, your next door neighbor. It's
I know
you. Because while you're with me, or while somebody's with you, that should be the most important person in their life right then and there.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's also why you and I deserve to get paid. Because yes. we focus and our compassion is there, and we share our energy. You know, I've done it 11 hours a day at a psychic fair. I'm sure you've had days that are sun up to sundown. Yep. We need the energy exchange.
Exactly.
We earn what we make.
A couple years ago it's called Hypnosauce. It's like the biggest hypnosis convention. Somebody was teaching a class on how to get rid of vampire energy. But what made me laugh was some of the other people there didn't understand. And I'm like, is it that you've never had a person come in and drain your energy? Or is it that you just don't grasp the whole, you know,
the well, whole you idea? Think you're supposed to help them that way? No.
Yeah, the biggest problem I used to have, you know, when I was first figuring out who I was and what I could do and what I couldn't do, it mm-hmm. was like, I always felt it necessary to take everything with me.
No.
I would take people's mm-hmm. pain with me. I would take their everything with me. But nobody ever taught me how to get rid of it. So I had to learn how to get rid of it.
It's one of the reasons that the first thing anybody should learn in this field is ground, center, and shield.
Yes. And that's the first thing when I teach people self-hypnosis. I'm like, I'm going to teach you this, and I'm going to teach you how to just push it so that
right.
it's not hovering over your bed or in every corner.
Mm-hmm.
With this pandemic going on, my wife has kind of been into this whole thing where we start the morning saging the whole house, and we end the day with Palo Santo.
Well, you're in LA, so...
Okay, so yeah, I'm...
You know, we live in the middle of a 12-acre hay field in upstate New York. My next door neighbors are sheep. Oh. I don't worry about them.
I'm jealous. Jealous of the sheep.
I know.
So do you work mostly, online now that we've got this whole craziness?
The universe knew what was coming a couple of years ago. And I used to travel 45 weeks a year. And I adored it. I love being on the road. But the universe was saying we have other plans. So one year, a lot of shows tanked. And instead of 45 weekends a year, the next year I was at 20. I'm thinking, what's going on? That was the summer that I got a herniated disc and pinched nerve. And it makes having twins look like a tea party, honey, let me tell you.
Wow.
After I got better from that, the doctor said, your traveling days are over because you can't spend 10 hours in the car anymore and you can't load in and load out your heavy gear. And then along came, the big bad bug. But by that time, I had morphed my entire business online. And, how well did I do last year? Well enough that I made the same amount of money that I did being on the road. But I have a lot less deduction, so Uncle Sugar is going to get a big chunk this year. the universe sets it up. And if you run toward change instead of away from it, you ride the wave. So, I have clients all over the world now. Somebody 2 hours ago was from Brisbane, Australia. And they found me online.
That's the greatest part of this. And if there's a great part to a pandemic, it's the greatest part of the pandemic. Is that, I had an office and then I had just moved to a new office. Mm-hmm. And 3 weeks later, here we are. And I was like, okay, I got it. I'm working from home. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly so.
okay, I'm working here. So do you read other psychics' books?
Sometimes. I'm trying to learn how to do different things? No. How did I start? Oh, my favorite book was Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer.
Okay. Right?
That's good boot camp. I do use certain tarot books. Anything by the tarot grandmaster Mary Greer is way to go. I will sometimes read a biography, but I no longer read to find out how to do things.
Right. It's when I read a lot of the hypnosis books that are out there and a lot of the healing, it's just to get, that's interesting, but it's not, this is how I need to do what I know.
That's right. I will read philosophy, Wayne Dyer, Jerry Larkin, who is wonderful, Pima Chodron, because that's backdoor how to do our work. That's what keeps this clear.
Exactly. That's great. I know some people are like, no. And I'm afraid to write anything down too. Afraid to write a book because if somebody learns my way of doing it that has never been done before, and I'm like, everything's been done before. It's just it's a slight little to the left or to the right.
Honey, you're preaching to the choir. One of the things that weirded me out is I'll go to a big psychic fair and I'll see who the rookies are. And I'll specifically go say hi and I'll bring them over to my booth and I'll let them look at it and ask me questions. And I'll give them some of my, materials and say, you're welcome to take the idea. Just don't use my words. My words are mine.
Exactly.
And more than once, people have said, none of the other psychics are willing to talk to me. They're afraid that I'll take something. He said, honey, I've been reading since I'm 18 and I'm 65. You're not going to take anything in mine that I need.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, I'm off the road now. I'm an elder stateswoman. The rookies need the information.
Oh, they
do. Of course you share it with them.
Whenever I meet another hypnotherapist that's been doing it like two or three times as long, and I have a question, I know the ones that I can go to and ask and the ones that are holding their little secrets as deep and hard as they can. Mm-hmm. And it's like with me, I'm like, I get on the air and I'm going, okay, so we need to, this is what will help you during this stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take it, use it, do whatever you want with it. It's your toolbox. Yes. I'm helping you fill it. That's why I talk about Weeble Kung Fu. It's like, if this doesn't work, this one might.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
And if people are just too scared, or their shielding is up, or you know you're not going to get through to them, blessings on your journey, honey.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, it is. So when you were writing the psychic road, I mean, the psychic mm-hmm. yellow brick road, did it just sort of, you knew that other people needed this information, or were you mm-hmm. learning as you were writing, or just went, you know what, this needs to be there. This needs.
No, that I had written articles on my website for people to learn with. You know, words are my drug of choice. I adore writing. I just do. And then I put it together. I had written one book before called Clean Out Your Life Closet. That's self-help.
Which is the other book that I'm reading right now at the same time.
And so I was working with my absolutely magnificent, fabulous editor, Bernie Jean, whom I adore. And I said, Bernie, I've got all these things on my website. Can't we make a book out of that? She said, hell yeah. So we put it together. And I thought to myself, what are the things that people ask me over and over and over again? And that's how we did the book. It's the stuff that gets asked to me all the time.
Yes.
And there is no other book out there like that. And I don't understand why.
No. And I mean, I started reading it, and usually I'm like, okay, because sometimes you read books and you're just like, okay, I've heard it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like highlighting things going on.
Good. Thank you.
Need to know this. Highlighting. This is what I need to tell people. This is,
then I
know,
did my job right.
You mm-hmm. definitely did your job right. Mm-hmm. What should people know when they're looking for a psychic?
First of all, you got to know what you want to know. Because there are certain things. Astrology and numerology are very tab A into slot B sort of things. You know, what date should I open my business, or what's a good phone number, or, you know, that kind of thing. But if you're looking for something more active, a legal assistant, or go into retail or open up my own business, or should I date John or Cindy or Butch?
Right.
Then you might want to use something like tarot or channeling or something like that. And we don't all do the same thing.
No.
For instance, pendulum. I have a slight benign tremor in one hand, like Katharine Hepburn. So I don't trust what I get from a pendulum, so I don't use it. On the other hand, baby, you want a past life? That's my gig.
See, and I work really great with pendulums and runes. Mm-hmm. And those are two things that not a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I have
a set of runes. I pull them out once a year, New Year's Eve.
See, and that works, you know.
Yep.
Mine are actually cards. I have a set of rune cards that have almost fallen apart. I've used them for so long. But, you know, it's important to know what the question is. Don't just mm-hmm. go, am I going to find this? Am I, you know, people aren't specific.
Don't ask those yes or no questions, kids. Because, you know, is my business going to be successful? And I look at you and say, and what if I said no, you're going to lose everything and live in a box under a bridge? Wrong question.
Right.
You always ask how. Oh. How do I make my business work? Then I've got an entrepreneur spread. You, the energy around the business, the brick and mortar location, how to market it, clients, competition, staff, finances, what you need to know, and best possible outcome. Now look at all that energy you've got. Remember, we're the toolbox, but we're not the repairman. We hand you things, and then you go rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm just your tour guide. Here I am,
mm-hmm.
your tour guide.
Right.
And you never hear people say, be specific. Because they go, well, just sit here and let me look at you and I can figure this out.
Some people can do that, you know, but not me. When you sit down with me, I will say to you, what's the most important thing you need to look at today? And if you go blank on me, I'll go Brooklyn on you and go, honey, what's biting your butt? Because everybody, you ask them that, they'll have something to say.
They'll have something. It's mm-hmm. like there is that.
Yes.
When don't you recommend using a psychic?
When you're not ready to hear the answer.
Okay.
When, you know, I mean, the story that I have in the book that every single psychic is on the floor about is, does Bruce love me? No. Well, is he gonna love me? Not the way you'd like. Well, if I do such and such, will he love me? No, he won't. Well, how about, is he gonna call soon? No. Well, if he's not gonna call soon, is he gonna call later? And they go bang, bang, bang on you. Finally, okay, fine. Yes, he loves you. He wants 7 babies with you, but he just doesn't know yet. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Don't you do that to us, please.
And the funny thing is that you also see the psychics, and I don't know whether to put that in quotes or not, but they know that you're asking the question because you want a yes answer.
Mm-hmm. And that and sets you up for the Madam Hoo-Ha's and the Swami Swalandas.
Exactly. You know, if they can see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked enough, you know, psychic fair, well, not too many psychic fairs, but different situations and stuff where when the person comes up to ask you, you know what answer they want. It doesn't matter whether you have any skill whatsoever.
Yep.
You know what they're asking for. And when you ask them to be more specific, like, have you ever talked to him?
I know. And, you know, asking questions is not cold reading. For instance, if you come to me and say, I want to know about my career, I'll say, fine, 3 ways we can look at it. You want to stay where you are, make the best of it. You want to change jobs if it's somebody else writes the paycheck, or you want to be an entrepreneur. Why do I ask? Because each one of those has a drill down multiple card spread, and they're totally different. The ones that I warn people about are the ones that go, oh, I see a woman over your shoulder. Is your mom dead? No. How about your grandma? Oh, it's your cousin.
That's okay. Yes.
Or there's, I do free readings once a month on Facebook. And lately there have been people, mostly with Nigerian names, who then private message the people I've read and say, come to me for a free reading. I'm better. And, you know, I've warned people these are poachers. We usually find them, we ban them. But one woman went to them. And of course, they said that you have a dark blockage that is keeping you from being successful. Pay me $7,500 and we can fix this.
Okay.
Wrong answer.
Right. It's as long, you know, that's the thing of what it does to you mentally and physically, sometimes depending on. You know,
and if it's how we make a living, it's why I can work 6 days a week, 15 hours a day, because you pay me.
Exactly.
So,
you know, but if somebody's asking for some outrageous amount, I always kind of, you know, I look for the people that charge way too little or way too much.
I've been told I'm about average for my level of expertise. The most expensive reading I do is called a soul plane reading, and it's $575. Why? Because I am in my chair at 8 a.m. in the morning, and I stay there doing deep trance meditation and pulling down 2 to as many as 10 past lives in detail and checking them out before then you and I spend an hour on the phone from 8 to 9 at night. So you're paying for 13 hours.
Right.
It comes out to like $45 an hour.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I have some really good friends that are artists, and it's like... People always seem to think that, you know, you'll just do it. Or, you know, you're my friend, so could you do this reading for me? Or you're my whatever, you know? And I'm like, do you know that I went to school for this? Do you know that I take extra classes if there's something that kind of makes me laugh a little bit? And I love the teacher. I'm one of those people too. If you have somebody that you love, you're going to take their class. Just because you love it. But there are always people in your life that are like, you know, well, won't you just do that for me?
Says, hi, you're my friend, so I can use you. No, you can't. There have been maybe a half a dozen people in my career that morphed from clients to friends. And so at this point, I don't charge them because they're like family. There's a woman that I started reading years ago when her child was 4. Her child just finished her first semester at Penn State. No, I don't charge them anymore because they're family.
Exactly.
But no, don't ask us and expect, frankly, offer to pay us. And then if we can, and we say, don't worry about it, or we give you a discount, that's one thing. But to assume is just right. rude and greedy.
One of the people that I love to follow always says things like, you know, does your drug dealer have, you know, daily specials? Do you barter mm-hmm. with them? Does, you know, think about other people you go to. It's like, we're just the same. You information or I can help you with, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, this yes. is, like you said, you're there for 13 hours. You're paying for a day. And when you yes. break it down, and sometimes you have to do that and you have to mm-hmm. break it down. This is not something that you do for fun on a Saturday afternoon.
No. And it's, you know, we also don't like to be accosted in the CVS. I compare it to you see your OBGYN at a cocktail party and you tell him what's going on and he lifts your skirt. Number one, you didn't invite him. And two, it's the wrong venue. How in sense, guys?
I know. Well, I always get the, well, then hypnotize me. It's like, why would you want that right here, right now? First of all, yes, I know some fabulous bar tricks. Mm-hmm. This is nice.
And we're not one-trick ponies, you know? Don't come up to me at a psychic fair and stand in front of my booth and say, well, tell me something you couldn't know about me, and if you're good, I'll have a reading. I'll look at you and say, I don't roll over and fetch either, and turn my back and you will not get
exactly.
reading. That's it.
You know, yeah, it's always interesting to me the things that people will ask you. Or they'll assume that. Do they ever just assume that as soon as you walk in the door, you know everything about everybody that's in there?
You know, people say, what are your guides doing? Do you ever? And I say, no, I don't do drive-by psychic shootings. The agreement that I have with my guides is shops closed until you and I agree to do a reading and we sit down and there's an energy exchange, either exactly. personal affection or right. money. Or a cheating, I don't care, exactly. but there has to be something because that's one of the reasons people are scared of us. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. Long Island medium frosts my butt. You know, it's all set up, but the idea that somebody would come up to you in the frozen pizzas and go, excuse me, your Aunt Dora says you have a bald tire in the back, you're going to die in a week if you don't get a fix, just telling you, and walks away. Oh, no.
Exactly. Thank you.
It doesn't work like that, guys. It doesn't.
I've had people that will walk, they'll go, oh, you're a hypnotist? And I'm like, yes. And they'll go, don't look into our eyes. And I'm like, if you look into my eyes, you know what you're going to see? I didn't get that much sleep last night. And now, you know, that's exactly mm-hmm. what you're going to see. So don't do the freak out. Don't look into our eyes. Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get my eyes rolling.
The only time that I actually did that was hilarious. I was driving to Canada to do a show. And the Canadian customs guy leaned over and said, you're a psychic? Okay, what am I thinking right now? And I grinned at him and I said, you're thinking that Americans are so rude and they don't pay you enough for this. And he just looked at me and went beet red and said, out of here.
I think all Canadians think that.
Oh, I love my Canadians. I miss them terribly. Oh. I did shows up there for years and I adored them.
Yeah.
They kept me sane during the Bush years.
Yes. Where I grew up, you could actually see Canada from, you know. So it's like, oh, wow, you were really north. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I have about a bajillion things more to ask you and we're not going to have a bajillion, you know, so I'm going to have to like plead and pray for you to come back on, you know, one day.
Easy.
Oh, okay.
Radio's fun for me.
I love it. So is there something that you, the number one thing that you tell people when they're looking for help, whether it's a reading or any, you know, what is the number one thing people need?
I remind them, I'm not special. You can do what I do. If you don't choose to learn how to do it, that's fine. I didn't learn how to play chess. But don't be afraid of us. We simply have a skill and we're happy to put it to use for you. That's all.
And that's perfect because that's what most people need to hear. Because some, I'm sure psychics do it as much as hypnotherapists do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you want to tell people the truth. And sometimes they don't, you know, like you said, the, you know, not when you're not ready to hear the truth is when you don't do it. Whether,
that's right.
You know, and don't go in as a group. And to me, because when people, like I do a Wednesday night group guided journey thing mm-hmm. for anybody that wants to click in. And so right. I'm like, you can keep, you know, your video off mm-hmm. because what is happening, whether there's two people in the group or there's 10 people in the group, mm-hmm. I'm here for you.
Yes.
So
exactly right.
And like, especially with guided journeys and with some of the journey, you know, it's like everybody's going to have a different experience.
Yes, exactly.
You know, right. I can do the same thing with 10 people and all 10 will have a different experience because you're unique.
Nobody's lived your life, walked through your challenges, dealt with your fears. They're all you. You're a unique story.
Exactly. So, you know, that's important that people know that. So if people are looking for you, Ms. Reverend Corby,
yes.
Where would they find you?
Oh, God, they can't avoid me. Number one, the website, corbymitlide.com. Number two, Facebook, Fire Through Spirit is Ooh. My Facebook page.
Okay.
Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, all Corby Mitlide.
Okay. Yeah.
Nowadays, and YouTube too. Oh. Corby Mitlide.
Can't forget your YouTube.
I know. I have to add that on.
You know.
There are guided meditations there. There are videos on how to read cards. The most recent one was on spiritual time management. So there's lots of good chewy stuff.
Oh, ooh, sounds good. And you said that you do free readings once a month. Does it on mine. A
It's perfect. It's you know, real fast, lightning round readings. It's on my Fire Through Spirit page. The next one is going to be this coming Sunday at 3 p.m.
Is that 3 p.m. Eastern?
Eastern, baby.
Okay.
That way my Brits can come in too.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. That's right. High noon your time.
I'm Westy here, so
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to sneak in on that because I got me a couple
of Would love to have you.
Sure. So no, this has been so much fun.
It really has. I'd love to come back.
Great. I would love to have you back on. I will make sure that I put down all of your information when Thank I you. Repost this on my YouTube page too.
Super.
Because this will be on my YouTube and it'll be on the Facebook page. And so if people want to find you,
bring it over to mine.
That works perfect. Works perfect. Thank you so much. This has been
a blast. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Anytime. Great. Okay, everybody. So now that you know, you have information, you know where to find her. This has been wonderful. So everybody, I want you to take that one great big deep breath. Exhale it out. And have an absolutely wonderful day. And make sure that you take care of yourself and do body scans at least, you know, once or twice a day to make sure that you're still feeling great and you're still doing good. So I will see you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.